I think one of the biggest challenges or the biggest things that in creating the budget that create problems is people just think of the major things, like, you know, your mortgage, your car, your utilities, you know, those bills that you kind of write checks for. When we get into creating a budget, you know, you got to be very specific, include, you know, your discretionary spending, and one of those is absolutely vacation. If you plan on taking vacations, it's no different than Christmas clubs for buying Christmas presents. You know it's going to be a planned expense. Prepare for it, budget for it, and then you don't have to worry about going into debt for it when you do want to take that trip.
Maybe it's the same way, too. I suppose if you want to put it in your budget, put budget in. If you're going to be spending a lot of money with Publishers Clearing House and buying items from them in the hopes that you'll win the lottery or something.
Yeah, it's always about creating the budget and what you want to prioritize. And one of the nice things about budgeting everything in that planning process is you can really begin then to, like I mentioned, prioritize where you want to spend your dollars without getting into that debt overextending yourself. Because if you begin to overextend yourself, it just begins to compound. Everybody knows that. You know, you start to accumulate money even in a negative way in a credit card or monies that you're starting to rob Peter to pay Paul from things like your retirement accounts or your emergency funds, which could have even bigger impacts for you as you begin to plan for the future.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. And probably that's where, unfortunately, you have to start figuring you're going to have to cut back on something or cut something out here to be able to plan accordingly. You don't want that.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell people it's always about what's going in and what's coming out. You know, I think we're all pretty similar in that if we have money in our pocket, we generally find ways to spend it. But once you kind of budget what dollars you want for specific purposes, you find a way to make it work. You know, people start off every budget with, I pay these, this is what I have left, this is the money I could put in my pocket. They just got to make sure they're including everything before they put the money in their pocket.
And this is probably common sense, too. It goes along with your overall budget to create a budget even while you're on vacation so you don't spend too much then.
Yeah, I mean, when you're out on vacation, it's easy to fall into the spending trap. I mean, you're there, you're relaxed, you're enjoying, and, you know, you find little things or do little extra things, and it's easy to overspend. I mean, we all know that. We've all taken trips before. And, you know, you do things that I'll be here for, it's a once-in-a-lifetime type deal. Let me go ahead and make this expense. And you just got to understand what the repercussions are of that. And if you budget for everything and plan those vacations, unfortunately, my wife does a very good job of that, Chris.
So, you know. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, and you're, if you're out there, and just it goes without saying, for example, if you go to, say, to Disney World, you know it's going to have a pretty good idea. It's going to cost you X number of dollars per person, you know, for making the trek down there. But you'll find yourself trapped in you're down there, and you'll end up going into the Epcot Center, and you'll end up finding interesting things that you want to buy at the stores, and then you'll get yourself out of budget. That's an easy way to fall into the problems like that, too. And that goes along, too, with another one of your tips I know, which is don't overextend yourself.
Right, exactly. And to the point that you made with Disney, it's actually a very good example, because Disney, if you create a budget to follow during your vacation, I know when we went, there was a lot of things that she found ahead of time, online, prepaid, saved us a ton of money for certain events. We knew what those expenses were, you know, going into the event. We were able to save by packaging, you know, programs together as opposed to just getting there and individually going to each park. And it saved us a lot of money in the planning process for what it would cost to do the same thing, you know, independently or just showing up to go do.
Now, we talked a lot about here vacation planning, that is to make sure that we don't overextend ourselves on our budget for either the vacation or for our regular budget, too. But you talked as well, too, about making sure that if you haven't done so already to plan for that ultimate vacation, as you call it, for retirement. And you have some tips going along with that. Tell us about them.
Yeah, and I think it just goes back to the basic principles, Chris, that you and I have been talking about here for the last couple of minutes. You know, priority always should be to save for retirement and start planning for that now. The more you plan for it now, the better prepared you're going to be. And having a good budget, you know, one of the ways we always look at it from a budgeting standpoint is what's your dollars coming into your account? What's hitting your account today? And that's probably not going to change that much if you want to maintain the same type of lifestyle moving into the future. It adds kind of all those ancillary things if you're, you know, you're not overextending yourself, if you're creating a budget for the things that you want, not only for vacation but for life. You get a pretty good target idea of what that cost is going to be moving into retirement. So the trips, while they're fun and doing things in the process, we know what our ultimate goal is, and and where that end game is going to be in terms of budgets and dollars, and then determining your retirement goals and dreams, it becomes then conscious choices about, you know, what I want and what I don't want, and we're not going to be blindsided by it.
Can you really plan for your for the costs of what it's going to be for retirement? I mean, you're talking, you know, you're looking 5, 10, 15, 20 years out from even from now. Can you plan that far ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of that's a good point, because there's a couple of things you have to have. One, you have to have somebody that can at least project for you with anticipated inflation. You know, so most advisors would be able to do that for you. We have a program that can project out for, you know, what it would cost today in today's dollars 10, 15, 18, 20 years from now. And it's not ideal. You know, we don't know what's going to change. I mean, there's so many things, like, you know, with health costs and, you know, what our future is going to hold, how long we're going to be able to work. But so there's always going to be variables. But if you don't at least start to have a target, you know, and identify earlier, it's going to be that much more difficult. I mean, the money's all about time. The sooner you start, you know, putting towards those goals and objectives, the more time allows it to create the type of results that you want. Results become more predictable.
And if you're still working, that you still have an opportunity, if you haven't done so already, to get involved in an employee-sponsored 401k or some other type of retirement plan that's set up through your company, or if you have to set it up yourself with a Roth IRA or something like that, right?
Absolutely. And I think just to give people an idea, relative dollars, I think just most people say, well, if I save X, I think I'll be okay. Well, instead of put it within the context of a plan and say, oh, this is really my target, you know, given a normal progression moving into retirement that I need to be, maybe it's not anywhere near where they thought one way or the other. So it just re-identifies or maybe reprioritizes what they're trying to do, and they say, I thought I was saving up, maybe I'm not. Or, you know, I'm saving enough, I feel good, and I can spend more discretionary dollars for vacation, because it goes the other way, too. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people want to have fun, but they're afraid to, because they don't know how much they're going to need in retirement. Mm-hmm. So figuring out how much it's going to cost you is a big step. Even if things change along the way, it's a big step at least identifying the target to see if you're at least on the right track.
Yeah, I suppose maybe you're looking into the future and you figure, well, if maybe your idea of fun is to be able to be with family members up at the lake someplace, at the cabin. You don't need a lot of money, but you do need to be able to budget for that accordingly. And this comes back, too, as we talked, Greg Hammer, in the past at other conversations about being sure that you have everything all set up here. Planning for your vacation as well as your future, that is through retirement and all, it comes down to making the right kinds of habits, or creating the right kinds of habits, maybe I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, healthy habits are always going to be good habits, and they're not always easy to develop. You know, I start off, you know, most of the time I tell people, start with what you can and then build on it. You know, one of the things that could be intimidating, you know, with any type of retirement planning that you do, is the target may seem unreachable. And, you know, when people first say, wow, I need to be saving that much, well, you might not be able to create that a habit right away, but just the consistency of starting healthy habits, starting to put away something, like you said, maybe take advantage of, you know, matching dollars, contribution dollars into a 401k, and then just structure to continue to increase that dollar amount. Maybe not take the raises when they come, try to stay in the same budget and add the raises to retirement plans. And if you continue to do that, you know, you add those years on top of one another, stick to your guns and monitor your expenses, and then, you know, maybe tailor what your ideal retirement is or your ideal vacation is based on those needs and wants.